the increases in drug or pharmaceutical costs are going through the roof, just like the insurance prices are. You recently made a statement, and I think in your one of your newsletters, which I think if you want to comment on it, could be available to our listeners if they want to get on your website. You said this, quote, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, calls this a rigged payment system, end quote. And you want, I think, to say in response, one healthcare plan will pass some sort of a rebate back to the patients to lower drug costs. Congress should repeal the law that allows these kinds of kickbacks. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you this. Expand upon what you say is a rigged system, Twyla. Is that why the prices of drugs are going up?
That is a major reason why the prices of drugs are going up. There's a federal law that says there can't be any kickbacks. However, group purchasing organizations were exempted from this law. And so now what's happening is the pharmaceutical companies, okay, and the group purchasing organizations essentially purchase services and supplies for hospitals. It has been found that if hospitals purchase them on their own directly, they can get much better prices. But oftentimes they have one of these group purchasing organizations do it. And so what pharmaceutical companies are doing is they are paying the group purchasing organizations, or GPOs, they're paying these organizations to put their drugs in the hands of the hospitals. The other thing that's happening is the pharmaceutical companies are giving rebates on these drugs to pharmaceutical benefit managers, which are called PBMs, and in an attempt to get their drugs on the formularies or the list of approved drugs. And the health plans are doing the same, are getting the same kind of rebates for having certain drugs on their list of approved drugs. So there's
Let me interject if I can here right now. This is a complicated subject. I don't want our listeners to get totally lost. You know exactly what you're talking about. We know a lot of what you're talking about, but maybe not quite as exact. Let me ask you a clarifying question. You are basically saying that pharmaceutical companies, those who manufacture the drugs, are basically giving, you say, a rebate, could be an incentive. Some would call it just plain old marketing dollars for their customers to buy their particular drugs. Now, that in a, under a normal setting is nothing wrong with that. That happens across business always. Are you saying that that procedure, offering a rebate or an incentive by a pharmaceutical company for someone to buy their particular brand of drug rather than another pharmaceutical company, are you saying that is wrong, and are you calling that a kickback?
Usually the contracts are exclusionary or they're single source. So as long as you just use their medication, you can get the rebate or the kickback, right? So these are exclusionary contracts to make sure that their competitions medications do not get in the hands of the hospital. This is one of the reasons why there are significant shortages. It was interesting. I was in Washington, D.C., and somebody asked this group of physicians, more than 100 physicians, how many of them had experienced drug shortages. And almost every hand was raised. And so I asked at the end, I said, well, everybody do that again because I want a picture. So I got a picture of all of these hands raised because this is what patients don't understand. There are actually drug shortages. In this United States of America, there are drug shortages at the hospitals and in the clinics, and part of the reason for that is because of these exclusionary contracts. The other thing that happens, and these single source contracts, right? And so there are these smaller companies, drug companies, who can't pay these kickbacks. They can't pay these rebates. So they can't get their perhaps better drug, cheaper drug, newer drug, into the hands of patients and doctors because they're not in the supply chain and they're not allowed into the supply chain. So this is all of that money from the middlemen, right? The GPO takes their cut, this purchasing organization, right? They take their cut, the hospital gets part of the cut, and all these cuts of money are taken, and that increases the cost of every medication.